It's not only news, it's science breakthroughs. Tomorrow's technologies. Advanced medical techniques. It's a glimpse into the future where we discuss artificial intelligence, earth and energy, enhanced humans, future society, health and medicine, space, robots and machines. Welcome to Science Bites with Joe and Craig.
Today, August 27th, 2020, here is something interesting that happened earlier this month. NASA released its findings from a trip to the dwarf planet Ceres on August 10th.
Yeah, I remember this. Ceres orbits between Mars and Jupiter and is the largest object in that asteroid belt. It is roughly 600 miles wide and is less than three times as far from Earth as the Sun.
It's pretty far from Earth, but still close enough to experience the Sun's warmth. That's what's important, because the water worlds is where we may find life in our solar system.
Yeah, but Joe, like when scientists say life, they don't technically mean humanoid life or life equivalent to some primitive life forms on Earth, like dogs or cats.
No. What they mean is life mostly that hopes of findings like microbial life.
Yeah, because some people get confused and they think when we say life, that it's really intelligent,
no,
but it's not.
Microbial life.
Yeah. So the new data was from the Dawn spacecraft, which orbited around Ceres from 2015 to 2018 when it ran out of fuel. Crazy how it seems like just a year ago when we talked about this on a radio show, but it was longer than that. Anyway, just before Dawn shut down, it orbited right above the surface of Ceres, focusing on the Arcader crater, a 20-million-year-old feature that was emitting a strange glow.
Sure, nothing like sending a teaser before dying.
Yeah, seriously.
Because being an ocean world, scientists believe that the planet has been geologically active in the recent past. They also found a large saltwater reservoir beneath the bright glowing crater.
That glow is such a tantalizing mystery.
Yeah.
But scientists believe an impact from another space object left salt deposits, which are creating the glow. Other researchers reported that they are hydrated chloride salts in the middle of the crater at its brightest point. Such salt usually dry out pretty quickly, suggesting that new salt water is being pushed up through the surface and that there still may be salty fluids found inside Ceres.
Well, another paper suggests that Ceres has only recently stopped undergoing a period of actively from ice volcanoes, which began 9 million years ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And yet more research shows that the mounds and hills found in the crater could have been formed after water flows created by the original impact and froze over. Such behavior has only been seen on the Earth and Mars before, and also indicates that Ceres would have been active until relatively recently. And by relatively recently, that does not really mean that it's in within our lifetime.
Yeah, there is still a lot of data scientists are analyzing. So it should be a real interesting thing to see what we discover next.
Yeah, I hope it's something really good. That glow, I don't know, I just have this thing in my head about that glow.
No, this one's going to be really interesting. I'm excited to see what's next.
All right, so what is our next topic?
Okay, our topic I have is earlier this month, researchers discovered something frightening. Many patients that had COVID-19 exhibited neurological symptoms from a loss of smell to delirium to a higher risk of a stroke. They are worried that COVID-19 survivors may face a wave of cognitive issues.
One of the most insidious effects of the virus, for sure. It is now clear that many patients suffering from COVID-19 also have longer-lasting consequences for the brain, including myalgic encephalomyelitis, chronic fatigue syndrome, and Guillain-Barré syndrome. These effects may be caused by a direct viral infection of the brain tissue. But growing evidence suggests additional indirect actions triggered via the virus's infection of epithelial cells and the cardiovascular system, or through the immune system and inflammation, contribute to lasting neurological changes after COVID-19.
Well, many of the symptoms we assign to the infection are due to protective responses of our immune system. A runny nose during a cold, not a direct effect of the virus. A result of the immune system's response to a cold virus. This is also true when it comes to feeling sick. The general discomfort, tiredness, fever, and social withdrawal are caused by the activation of specialized immune cells in our brain.
It will be many years before we know whether COVID-19 infection causes an increased risk for cognitive decline or Alzheimer's disease, but the risk may be decreased or mitigated through prevention and treatment of COVID-19. Prevention and treatment both rely on the ability to decrease the severity and duration of the illness and inflammation. Very new research suggests that common vaccines, including the flu shot and pneumonia vaccines, may reduce the risk of Alzheimer's.
You know what's going to happen to me? I'm going to run as fast as a cheetah, and I'm going to probably have the best memory you ever saw.
Okay.
That'll be my side effect.
I'll wait on the sidelines, and I'll do the panting for you.
Okay. These new treatments will also reduce the impact of inflammation on the brain and decrease the impact of long-term brain health.
I think what it really comes down to, Joe, is what everything's indicating is the inflammation of the brain. So really, it's to keep that inflammation down.
Told you, going to run faster than a cheater. I'm going to be the smartest one around.
There you go.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We will return. We will continue with New Science News.
Recycling is critically important right now. The manufacturing industry is in dire need of raw materials to make the products and shipping supplies we need during this pandemic. But it's also important to recycle right. Empty and rinse containers, break down boxes, keep cardboard and paper dry, and set them curbside for recycling. Place masks, gloves, wipes, and other protective gear in the trash. Don't litter or put these items in the recycling bin. Do your part. Recycle more and recycle right.
50 years ago, we went to the moon. We called it Apollo.
What many people don't know is that Apollo had a twin.
She was a woman named Artemis,
goddess of the moon.
We are returning to the moon.
As a new generation of explorers.
This time to stay.
And to prepare to achieve humanity's next giant leap of sending the first human missions to Mars.
We believe our course will redefine what is possible.
That we will discover life-saving,
earth-changing science.
And that the challenges ahead will inspire generations.
This is our manifest.
For all who wondered if we could return.
For all who dreamed of pressing beyond.
This is your calling.
We go for all of America.
We go. We go as the Artemis generation.
We go.
Welcome back. NASA is soon going to start building its latest spacecraft called Psyche. The NASA mission will be a 70-mile-wide asteroid named 16 Psyche. The spacecraft cleared the critical design phase last month.
The asteroid floats in our solar system's asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. To say this asteroid is unique is really an understatement. This asteroid is probably worth more than our entire global economy.
It has been believed to have been created entirely of exposed metallic iron, nickel, and gold.
I really like the gold part in that, Joe.
Yeah, I do. I like gold too.
Most asteroids are known to be icy and rocky and nothing like 16 Psyche. Experts claim the gold and other precious metals on the asteroid to be worth $10,000 quadrillion. That is enough money to make every single person alive on Earth right now a billionaire, at least in U.S. dollar terms.
NASA is working with SpaceX on this. They hope to launch Psyche from Cape Canaveral in August 2022. The rocket is expected to cross Mars in 2023 and will move towards the asteroid by January 2026. It sure is a long journey unless new technology emerges before liftoff.
The assembly and testing will begin in February 2021, and the equipment will be in the clean room of JPL in April of 2021. You know, I wonder how long before mining companies take to the skies to scoop up our solar system's riches, Joe.
They're probably up there already.
Or really planning on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would when you have Jupiter with the diamonds the size of softballs.
Well, when money or security is involved, things happen fast.
You got that right.
You know, take China, for example. A team of Chinese scientists just improved the new way that they can send quantum encrypted messages, managing to beam one all the way down from a satellite. That twisted a lot of cybersecurity heads around the world.
Yeah, I bet that did. The transmission uses a quantum computer-proof form of encryption called quantum key distribution. This particular message traveled 756 miles from orbit to a facility on the ground. That's over 12 times farther than the previous record. The experiment suggests a new era of both satellite communications and, at last, a practical quantum computer.
It turns out that transmitting quantum messages through space might be better than any terrestrial communications, which is what helped the team blow away the long-range record by such wide margin.
Quantum tech, as it is right now, is notoriously fragile. Signals are easy to corrupt, and, well, quantum physics is already tricky as hell anyway. So for the entangled photons being beamed around, the vacuum of space actually is like a nice and gentle turbulence-free breeze.
Maybe we won't need to worry about cybersecurity at all in the future. According to MIT, mechanical engineer Mr. Henry Humans are running out of time to stop our own extinction.
The challenge comes down to physics. Almost all of our energy consumption involves generating or transferring heat. Coupled with the greenhouse gas emissions that come with that energy use, Henry warns that we are very near the point of no return that would send us on a path toward inevitable destruction of the climate and ourselves. What a cheery guy.
Yeah, great. Don't throw the towel in yet.
Yeah, I might need it to mop the sweat off my forehead.
Yeah, maybe not. Henry and the engineers from the University of California and Stanford University published research last week that lays out five grand challenges for how we can reverse course.
Oh, sure. We can't even agree to wear a mask or not, and you think we can take on these enormous challenges?
I'm not going there.
Yeah, I mean, but get this. The first one alone is developing thermal storage systems for the global power grid. It would take serious worldwide support and effort to solve that one. But given that our survival is on the line, I don't know. It seems to be the right time to launch extremely ambitious endeavors. But the most concerning part is where Henry said it depends all on how long it could take to switch from a fossil fuel dependent energy infrastructure to clean energy. That's another thing we need global support for. And by the time we get global support, we have made past the point of no return. Here is a direct quote. Quote, "We need dramatic change, not yesterday, but years ago. So every day I fear we will do too little too late. And as we as a species may not survive Mother Earth's clapback," end quote.
You know, you can't even get two people to agree on a block, let alone this.
I know, it's crazy. How could we actually achieve a challenge that huge when you said two people on one street block can't even agree?
Well, scientists predicted all of these climate woes back in the early 1960s. Only time will tell if we can change our ways.
Yeah, you know, Joe, it's amazing when you said that. Scientists back then did predict this stuff, and that was in the early 60s and 70s.
Yeah. Well, for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we have a quick bite for you.
Hi, I'm David Boreanaz with a personal message for any returning vets that may be struggling to cope. There's help, and it's just a phone call away. The Veterans Crisis Line is staffed with experienced professionals who know your struggles. All of us know there's no greater sacrifice than the service to our country. Your service is important. Your life is important. For vets and their families, the Veterans Crisis Line is here to help 24 hours a day. Please call.
What makes a rainbow bend? Where does the universe end? To know the world from A to Z.
Discover science and technology.
Where is the dinosaur? What's on the ocean floor? To know the world from A to Z.
Astronomy, biology, chemistry, zoology, science and technology.
It's fun, you see. Why is the sun so warm? What makes a winter storm? And what's a quadruped? Why is the planet Mars red? You'll find there's lots to know. And exploring as you go. To know the world from A to Z.
Discover science and technology. Astronomy, biology, chemistry, zoology. Science and technology. It's fun, you'll see.
A public service message from the National Science Foundation.
It's an unusual experiment scientists got to watch as bacteria adapted to the new host, evolving to become more infectious over hundreds of generations.
While tracking changes over time, the University of Vienna scientists saw two very different evolutionary stages emerge in bacteria that were subjected to different conditions. The research published in the journal PNAS is a fascinating case study that helps scientists understand how bacteria become dangerous.
Half of the bacteria were subjected to repeatedly infecting the new host cells to survive, and others were allowed to multiply indefinitely within the same host. After 500 generations, the first group have evolved to be more efficient at infecting new hosts.
You know, Joe, thank God bacteria have short lives, because 500 generations, that's all. That would be a long time in human years.
Can you imagine?
But by the end, the group's genetic code differed at 1,161 different sites, and the more infectious group expressed 2,500 different genes that made it both better at infecting cells and better at surviving between hosts. That's really fascinating. But the modifications result in the host cells becoming more easily infected and give the bacteria a better chance to survive outside the cell host. Like viruses, bacteria really are not choosy about what they infect or how they take over. They have one goal and one goal only, and that is to multiply and live. And that's what makes them so hard to defeat.
One day we'll have just pop a pill and everything will be gone.
Yeah, like that song. What was that song?
One pill makes you smaller.
Yeah, one pill makes you happy.
Yeah, White Rabbit.
Yeah, but what was the song? I can't remember. Somebody email us and let us know.
Yeah, it was sung by White Rabbit.
The year 59, 69?
No.
The year 2121?
No. Oh, I can't think of it now.
Somebody email us. We need to know.
Well, that brings us to a close of another show. And you can find all our past shows on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Alexa, Spotify, and many other platforms. Or just visit our website at MySciencBites.com.
We appreciate your support to our show. Joe and I have added a feedback email to our podcast description, so why not drop us some feedback so we know what you like and what you might like to see on our show. Thanks again for listening, and we will see you next week with a brand new episode.